setting the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
Well, this is an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, it's hard to blame it's hard to blame James for refusing to let this go, okay?
Okay.
If you can manage to make it through the day without throwing away 8,000 Bitcoin years before it was actually worth something, like a half a billion dollars, you're doing okay.
Oh, no, no, no.
So all James is actually wanting to do is take a shovel and go to the landfill he knows he put his computer in and dig it up.
Oh, he threw the whole computer away. Oh.
Yeah, so okay. I guess he's an IT engineer, right? Okay. And he is there in Wales. And a little over 10 years ago, he had a hard drive with about 8,000 Bitcoin on it, right? And so he accidentally threw it away, right? And so he mined them back in like 2009 when they were worthless, forgot about it, and then only remembered when crypto kind of blew up back then, right?
He's like, oh, wait, I remember buying something like that.
Right. And then he remembered he had tossed the drive when cleaning out his desk. And I guess the 8,000 Bitcoin today would be worth around a half a billion dollars. And the drive, though, has been buried under a mountain of trash for over a decade.
Would he even know where it's buried?
So,
in a gigantic landfill? Was he there to watch them bury it?
Well, the landfill is now covered with, it's not an active landfill anymore, right?
And this was 10 years ago.
Right. And so now, I guess, he's wanting to dig it up, and city council is saying no, because of the environmental impact it'll have to do it. And so he's even saying, hey, I'll give you, meaning the city, 10% of the Bitcoin once I find it.
Which would be what, around
$50 million? Yes.
Okay.
But they're not budging. And so now he's suing the city for $647 million.
Oh, wow.
Basically,
they're all like, sure, buddy.
Yeah.
Sure.
And so
we'll
he's
take your $50 million when you find your little hard drive that's been buried for 10 years.
Yeah. Which I think, wow. I mean, good luck. If you can find it, you deserve it. Like,
oh, absolutely.
You deserve it, right?
But will it work? Can you recover?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Oh.
But anyways, what a
mistake. Why didn't you back that up before?
Well,
you should like back up all your info and then wipe it before you're going to get rid of any computer.
Again, it was said it was thrown away in an accident. So maybe, you know, that was part of it. And then
he accidentally threw it away.
And then also, it's like he had no idea what it was worth. You know, it was like he probably bought it for $8, you know, the 8,000 Bitcoin back then, you know? And so had no idea. So anyways, it's a little setting the bar story that James wishes he wasn't a part of.
So he is attempting to sue for $647 million.
Attempting to, yes.
That's
going to come in
chances?
December.
I guess we need to you know, have some of our legal friends chime in about what his chances are of this suit going anywhere. Yes.
I don't know.
Wow. Because again, he's the one that buried it.
He did. And I can understand the city saying, no, we don't want you to unearth this now dormant landfill because
and
of the environmental.
Where would you even start? Landfills are big.
They're huge.
When you weren't there watching them bury it, so how do you know where to start?
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. I mean, it's literally like finding a needle in a haystack. It's
1,000%.
Yeah. So, anyways,
we could probably dig for years and years and years and years and years and never find it.
You're setting the bar story if you can manage to make it through the day without throwing away a half a billion dollars. Then you're doing okay.
I think it's precious that he's standing there in the photo.
I know, with
a shovel. Like, he's going to find it just with himself and a shovel.
Yep. That's right.
All right. I want to see him try now. I'm really rooting for him. I really am.
All right. Well, I guess then we'll keep you posted. We may follow back up in December after this it goes to court. All right?
I mean, I get it. I get upset if I let a 30% off coupon expire. I mean, that is devastating to me.
I understand.
So I get it.
All right. There you go. That is your setting the bar story.